Danny and EJ.
There's going to be a lot of kids finishing school, year 11 around this time of the year too, moving into year 12, some even starting year 9, going into 10, and everyone's going to be starting a new school year next year.
Funny how that happens.
That's the word I'm trying to get out there. But on top of that, there's also going to be kids who are taking that initiative to get themselves a part-time job. And there's about 40% of adults who don't believe that children should combine part-time employment while they're trying to complete high school. And this is on the back of experts saying it's critical to help them learn about money at a very young age and get ready to prepare themselves for adulthood.
That's true.
When you're at school, did you have a part-time job, EJ?
Yeah, I had a part-time job, or a casual job, say, since I was 13.
Yep.
I was working in a corner shop. That was great. And by the time I was 14, I was running it. I was actually training people and teaching them things, and it was great. I enjoyed going there.
How many hours a week do you remember, if you can go back that far?
Oh, God. Honestly, I wouldn't remember, but it was only probably three-hour shifts.
Yep.
But only for tiny little, tiny parts, because obviously you have to study as well.
And did that impact on your schooling at all?
Nah,
not at all. You had that good balance there?
Yeah, yeah, because obviously you don't work ridiculous hours that take over from school, but little bits and pieces. Like a Sunday afternoon, I know I always did like a Sunday afternoon shift.
Yep.
Sometimes Saturday in the morning, but very rarely would you do school nights.
This is interesting though, because you did that and it's a very smaller kind of shift during the week because you still had time to study.
Yeah.
I was encouraged by my parents to gain independence, to go out there, get a job and get myself ready for adulthood.
Oh God.
2002, I think it was yep. the first time I got my job. I was working in a fast food joint. I'm not going to mention names here because it was kind of a little bit bad back then. But I was made to do 38 hours a week.
Holy dooly. Well, that's ridiculous.
On top of that, weekends, I'd work a Saturday and Sunday 10-hour shift. This is like starting 10 to 8 or 12 to 10. That was a shift I had to do every week.
That's ridiculous.
And look, the money I made at the end of it, because it was such a really low wage, I wasn't really earning that much to really support myself and prove that, you know, working hard pays off.
I guess that's a difference. I wasn't working to support myself. My parents supported me.
Yeah.
I was just working towards saving for a first car.
Yeah.
So that's probably the difference. I was and I was working, obviously, now to learn things about money and life and the workplace. That's why Mum would have let me do it.
Well, I guess, you know, if I studied something like business studies in school, it would have helped with budgeting, because by the age of 21, that's when I realised, you know, you've got to put money aside to save up for certain things, because let's face it, when you're 18, you want to go out, you want to party, celebrate with friends. But even by the end of school, you know, we're going to the movies every week, and I had a mobile phone bill back then, which was like $400 a month.
Oh no, that's crazy. Well, see, my parents taught me about budgeting, see?
Yeah.
So I was lucky, I suppose.
All comes down to education on top of that too.
Yeah, definitely.
But look, I'll point out, doing 38 hours a week and all those hours I was doing,
God.
My grades dropped dramatically. Yeah. Believe it or not, in primary school and all the way up until year 8, I was a straight A student.
Okay.
But then after I got that job, that's when everything started slipping.
Wow. Yeah, well, no doubt. 38 hours, that's ridiculous. That's almost a full-time job.
Pretty much.
Wow.
Well, let's find out this morning. What do you reckon? Parents, if you've got your kids at school, or kids, if you're doing this right now, do you reckon working a job impacts on your school life? And Lockie on 13, 12, 16, what do you reckon about this? Does working impact your school life?
I think it's definitely, it's about how like mentally capable we are of handling the two jobs and just managing it correctly.
That's true. And suitable hours too, would you agree?
That's right.
Did you have a part-time job or a casual job at school?
No, I was lucky enough that I didn't have to, but I knew people that were quite smart, getting A's all the time, and then they had a job and they just started dropping grades because they were too busy with work.
Yeah, you sleep. Like, it's good because it sets you up for the working industry, but it stops you from learning a lot more at school because you're tired and you're cranky and you can't focus.
Exactly right.
Hannah on 13, 12, 16, what do you reckon about working whilst at school?
I think it's good if you're committed to it. Yeah. I used to work about 38 hours as well, and you just stay up late and study, and it worked out fine.
But if you're getting home, for example, I finish work at 10 o'clock, I wouldn't get home until 10:30, 11 o'clock, and I'd be tired. Like, in some cases, I'd go to school and then straight from school to work.
Well, I finished at 12, but I just think, okay, well, I'll stay up tonight and do my work, and then the next night I'll sleep, and it kind of works out in a weird way.
Thanks for your call, Hannah. And Andy on 13, 12, 16, what do you reckon? Does working impact school life?
Oh, back in the day when I was at school, not really, but I was a little still anyway, so my school grades weren't the best.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, today, like, the school work's so much more different today than what it was, you know, years ago, but I reckon parents should be making their kids work while they're at school, because, let's be honest, how many lazy kids are out there these days?
Good point. There's Xboxes and there's PlayStations, and some kids just take their parents for a ride. So it would be good to earn that money. But then again, if their grades start slipping, who do you point the finger at then?
Yeah, but their grades shouldn't start slipping. If they're working suitable hours, that's not the problem. It's obviously them being a teenager or a different issue. It's better than, like, you see so many, like, little kids that get cars gifted to them, for example. I had to work for my car, and because I didn't get paid very much, I think if I saved up 50% of my car, mum and dad put in the other 50%. Mm-hmm. My car was only worth, like, $5,000, I think I paid for it.
That you get when you first buy one, yeah?
But I'd save so long and hard for it. They knew that I was dedicated and I was putting in the hard work to get a first car, so they didn't mind helping out.
And your schooling was A-OK? Yeah, no issues fine. There whatsoever?
I got into uni. Hang on a second. I'm working in radio. Wait a minute. I'm going to do a backflip. Maybe it's a terrible idea to work at school. Maybe I could have been a brain surgeon.
Hot FM's Brownie and EJ. Yeah.